us and sing that song. Channels of my spirit, open up.
Elele Bariana Mando Satana.
I am with the Father. Open up.
Elele Bariana Mando Satana.
The book of Proverbs said the strength of young men is in their strength. So it is not a mistake that you are youth. There are two seasons in the life of every man. The first half and the second half. In the game of football, you have the first half, which is 45 minutes. We have the second half, which is 45 minutes, making 90 minutes. By chance, it takes the grace of God and skills and the mercy of God for you to score goal in your second half. So your first half, which is your first season, is your time to labor. And that is your youthful age. One of the seasons in your first half is your season of 20 to 30. And the second season is from 30 to 50. Yes, the grace of God can rest on you at old age, but you will not enjoy it when you are youthful. And that is why I am happy and I'm confident that in his presence today, there will be fullness of joy. Amen. If you're the one I'm talking to, let that amen be louder.
Amen.
I said, in the presence of God today, your joy will be full. And you will enjoy all kind of pleasure. If you are the one I'm talking to, put your hands together for Jesus as you may please be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. 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 I want to thank the youth and the leadership of the church for the privilege to bring us the word. And I pray that the entrance of the word today will give you light. In the name of Jesus. When the brother was leading prayer in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 33, Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, we will not go. The presence of God in the Old Testament is a movement. But the presence of God in the New Testament is not a movement, it's an expression. Because we have a witness that said, Emmanuel, which is God with us. And I'd like you to understand that while the presence of God in the Old Testament, which is a movement, the presence of God in the New Testament dispensation is an expression because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost dwell in us. And that is the reason why we don't need any Moses. We don't need any Zechariah to go into the temple to atone our sins. Jesus said, I have not come to abolish the law or the prophet. I have come to fulfill them. And in the fulfillment of the law of the prophet, he seems saying God is with us. That is, we have the smart home of housing God, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Where is the presence of God? The presence of God is in us. All we need to do is to what? Have an expression to manifest it. Of blessed memory, one of the apostles of faith, Smith Wigglesworth, said, if the Spirit of God refused to move, I will move it. You know what that means? I have everything it takes in me to move the presence of God. Now, let's not mistake spiritual gimmicks. When you see somebody doing like this, then you are now saying the power of God is resting upon. The power of God is not something you say you are feeling. It is something you know. Are we together? The power of God is something you know. And we know that by expressing it out. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. The Bible speaking there, it says, do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God, it dwells in you? So the presence of God in the Old Testament, which is a movement, to us is an expression. Because God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, it lives inside of us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16. He said, for you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. So therefore, God is the permanent, your body is the permanent residence for Trinity. And that is why you can be in your toilet, you can be in your bedroom, and you are going to be in the presence of God. It becomes more potent and more powerful when believers now come in the faith like this and they appear in Zion. Now, how do I know that God permanently dwells in us? In John chapter 14 and verse 16, John 14, 16, Jesus was telling them from the pretext, he said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will pray to the Father, he will send another comforter, that will abide with me forever. And in verse 26, he says, and the comforter whom the Father will send in my name is I teach you all things. In John 16, 13, he said, how be it when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall guide you into all truth. So while he was living, he was bringing the comforter, which is the word, the evidence of the presence of God in man, to dwell with us. And in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, he said, lo and behold, I am with you to the very end of the age. So I want us to establish that truth. You know, sometimes when believers come to faith, you say, Lord, let your presence go with us. It has been the normal statement, let your presence go with us. I rather say, Lord, manifest your presence in us. you have everything to take to manifest the presence of God. So we can say God is omnipresence. You go to your office, it goes with you. You go to your house, it goes with you. You can't say, oh, I need to generate the presence of God, so I need to go into that place. No. The presence of God is with you 24/7. I learned a word from God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo. He said, a lion is a lion whether it is sleeping or it is awake. The thing changed my mentality. And therefore, when I see confrontation or when I need to challenge some things, I say, I don't need to do anything. I'm a lion. I can't. You know, the rule of a lion, you know that it's a lion. If a lion is sleeping, a dog cannot pass through that place because the lion is sleeping. So we should understand our authority that Christ is in us. The Holy Ghost is in us. God is in us. So therefore, when we want to go into this presence, all we need to do is to manifest it. Out of his blood, it shall flow what? Rivers of living water. Turn to your neighbor and say, I am a smart believer. I got God the Father in me. The Son is in me. The Holy Ghost is in me. I get back, you know. Shout glory. Come on, shout glory. Now, I'll be taking us just 40 minutes here. And by training, I don't exhaust the time for preaching. By training, if you give me 30 minutes, I can use 29 minutes. I can't use 31 minutes. So I'll be taking us on 3 major ways on how to be and to express the presence of God out of us. Are we together? Number one, which is the most neglected in the Gen Z generation. You know, by privilege, I middle in both of the generation. If I don't tell you, if not that my stand chaplain have introduced me, if I come here and tell you that I'm in my 21, you will believe me. I was teaching some student in Lincoln University and I told them that all this shakara you are making, what semester are you? He said, semester 8. I said, semester 8 assumes to be in 300 level. I said, I was in 300 level 2011. I said, deduce that from your age. Come on, remove 15 years from your age. How old are you? So I'm privileged to meet you both in the millennial generation and the Gen Z generation. And I could know that the Gen Z now are the one ruling when it comes to audience. The Gen Z generation can make you a celebrity in 1 hour. And they can make you a celebrity in 1 hour. They are the one that stormed the social media. You go after them, you are the victim. They come after you, you are the victim. And that is the reason why so many things is shifting away from the church. The Gen Z love to praise God. They love to dance. They love to do all kinds of things. They love the sound. They love music and every other thing. But when it comes to the place of the world, is either they start sleeping or they start pressing their phones, their hunger for the world is not there again. And that is the reason why you can see marriages are failing. We have seen they've neglected the place of knowledge. You see them coming together. Some folks are just celebrating the wedding of Pella and Jarvis. And I was wondering, even the millennials are happy, glued to read, following it on social media. When I asked, before I got married, I was asked, how many books have you read? I said, 5 books. They say, go and read more. If you ask those people that just got married last week, how many books have they read? You think it's just about money to keep marriages? If money can keep marriages, all the celebrity marriage and Hollywood marriage will not be failing. But it has to dwell on the basis of knowledge. And the principle have not changed. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Woman, submit unto your husband as you submit unto Christ. That are the principles. But it is missing in this generation. We have come to the level where people are not talking about feminism. What are you bringing on the table? I am bringing this. What are you bringing on the table? All these things are making our youth to be deviating from what God has originally planned for them. And that is why I'm trusting God that it is good that you are in this service, that I'm praying to God that you hear one word that will shift you in the name of Jesus. The word of God, which is the presence of God, the word of God is the Son of God and the voice of the Spirit in it. In John chapter 1 and verse 1 to 5, John chapter 1 and verse 1 to 5, the Bible speaks, he said, in the beginning was the word and the word was with God. He said the word himself was God. All things were made by him, without him there was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. The word of God is quick, is powerful. In the house of Cornelius, the Bible says, as Peter yet spoke the word, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them that had the word. Acts of Apostles chapter 10 and verse 44. As Peter was speaking the word, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them that had the word. It's one of the most neglected ways to go into the presence of God. In Luke chapter 5 and verse 17, Luke chapter 5 verse 17, the Bible speaking about Jesus, he said while Jesus was preaching, the power of God was present to heal the people. The power of God was present to heal the people while Jesus was preaching. We all know the testimony of Acts of Apostles chapter 3. The man and the beautiful gate. They were going into the temple to pray. Peter said, silver or gold I don't have, but what I have in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. That was the word of God that was used. The presence of God is the power of God. Tell me, the presence of God is not where we drink Coke and Fanta. It is where we stop principalities and powers. It is where we as believers come and said, no, this thing will not work because I am here. It is where believer exercises his boldness and his authority. So the word of God is very powerful. It gives you confidence that even when others are seeing it, that on the, you know, I had a terrible accident on the 31st of May, 2021. If I show you the car accident, the car divided into two on Duma Road. And immediately you enter a ditch over this roof like this. The car was somersaulting and every other thing. And my friend that was driving, when we, it's an accident that the moment we saw it coming like that, the tire just took off the road and everything. And because the word of God lives in me, I just said, do not panic. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall not be afraid of evil, for he has given his angels charge over us. I said, yeah, the accident is occurring, but we shall not be touched because he has given his angels charge over us. Those were the thing he was hearing. He was the one driving, but when the car somersaulted, he was by the side of the driver's side. I was even by his side again. The people, the villagers could not come to rescue us. They were saying no accident occurred at this spot, that people don't die on the spot. And I was hearing the outside, I was saying, and I answered, I said, but Mumutuba, I took the strength to push the door. And when I pushed the door, I took our laptop because we were going to the barracks to go and configure for the Nigerian army. And I pushed the door, I came out. They said, "You are you in this car?" I said, yes. My other person that was driving only had a cut here. They subjected us to go and do all kinds of scans. We did all, but we are good. Now, what am I telling you? It came alive. From the testimony I heard for God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, many times ago, when they were about to have an accident, Mama was saying, in Jesus' name, Bishop said, one is enough. So when you are alive with the word of God, it answers to you. But what you did not meditate on cannot profit you. Imagine as at that point of accident, I was not saying, I am healed in Jesus' name. Will that not be, you know, there are medical practitioners here, would that not be you taking paracetamol or something, you'll have taken antibiotics? Because when you are loaded with the word, you use the right capsule. The word of God has not failed. The word of the Lord cannot fail. The word of the Lord will never fail, because he said heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain. Come on, shout hallelujah. Number two way, which is one of the best way by the Gen Z generation, that they love, is praise and worship. But it has been grossly abused until we return the old ways to the altar. We might not get it right. Cameras are everywhere. When somebody wants to pray in tongues now, He set his camera and pray in tongues. And when he posts it, he has likes, he has shares and every other thing. And it's comfortable. I was assuming if it was in this generation, the text with our responsive rhythm, which was Acts of Apostles chapter 2 and verse 4, 1 to 4. How many people will hold their cameras? Because they were expecting the promise of the Father. In Luke 24, 49, Jesus said, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. He said, tarry there. And they were one in accord. In Acts of Apostles chapter 1 and verse 14, the Bible said they were in one accord, expecting the promise of the Father. And in Acts of Apostles chapter 2 and verse 1 to 4, the promise came, but there were no cameras. And yet, they gave us the record, because all scripture is written by the inspiration of God. But if it were into this generation now, cameras will be everywhere. You will see accident on the road, first aid is not there again. But people are coming out with their camera and videoing the event. Praise and worship. Very easy to be in the presence of God. Some of us are gifted with the voice. But let me shock you. To generate the presence of God, it doesn't, whether you are singing off key or low key or no key, if your heart is connected, the presence of God will be made manifest. Oh, we celebrate so much. This person has a good voice. Not every, if you want to know the power content of the song, when a minister ministers, I know. By the spirit of the same, I will say, yes, there is something in this person. Even if it is a trumpeter, when you do it, I know. You will feel it. You know that this person has been in the secret place. In Psalm chapter 22 and verse 3, the Bible said, God inhabited the praises of his people. Now, as powerful as King Prophet Elisha, he could prophesy. You know, even in this generation, you see people saying, go deeper. It is not every time God speaks. But we have mandated our prophet of this generation and say, just say something. Go deeper. Go deeper. He said, and I have not spoken yet, they prophesy. I have not sent them yet, they ran. They called Prophet Elisha. What do you have to do about this situation? He said, bring me a mystery. I need somebody to play to usher me into the presence of God. That was at the Old Testament. 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 15. And they brought the man with the ministry. And when he started playing, 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 15. He said, but now bring me a ministry. And it came to pass when the ministry played, that the hand of God came upon him. And he started prophesying. We all know the story of David. David used what? Harp to drive away evil spirit in the life of Saul. So praise and worship is one of, let me not say the surest, but is one of the most potent to be in the presence of God if your heart is connected. Anything can happen in the presence of God. Beyond the pleasures that are evermore, there are billions of things the presence of God can accord you. We all know how Paul used it. In Acts of Apostles chapter 16 and verse 25 to 86, Paul and Silas, do you think Paul does not know how to pray? Do you think Paul was not the man with the word? But the Bible speaking there, he said, and when they began to pray, Acts of Apostles chapter 16 and verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Next verse. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone bound was loosed. And that is why in the presence of God, everything binding you in bondage will be loosed in the name of Jesus. Come on, if you are the one I'm talking to, let that amen be louder. Amen. And this is one of the ways that you can do it and you will not miss. You know, you can pray and miss if you do it according to the word of God. But praise and worship, it has no formula. Let your heart just be connected. And when you do it, you are going to see how it's manifesting and generating power. Not the one with selfies. You know, there was somebody in the comment section. Of course, I'm on the social media space, because social media is one of the way you can reach the Gen Z generation. Take it or you leave it. Take it or you leave it. This sermon that is being preached now, when you cut some part of it and you put it on social media, they will listen. But ask them to read. They might never read what the sermon is if it's in text. If it is long. And if it is coming with dancing. I was listening to Minister Dunsin. He said, when there is a potential of a song to become a reviver, he said, but the moment it gets to TikTok and dancing take over it, the reviver will be lost. Because they turn every challenge. They will tell you, this is the trending thing now. And the same way, if the Gen Z are interested in the sound or that music, they will blow you. They will start using it and cutting it. And because generation shifts, it is their turn. And I love something happening about the Alpha generation. If I'm not mistaken, the generation of Gen Z are those born in the year 2000 to now. Abi? Okay, is it 97? The Alpha generations are the ones in their, let me say, teenagers now and preteens. Those children are coming with fire. Those children, they are coming with fire. These children that you are seeing of 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. If you can catch them young, they are going to oppress the Gen Z generation. I can tell you that spiritually those children are fervent. I was privileged to do an impartation service for the Junior Bible School in Living Faith Church. And the audience, I think the elders in that place were 12 years. 12 or 13, downward. 9 to 12 and 13. And it was the last day I was invited to do an impartation service for them. And of course, I was led by the Spirit to call them as young as they were. If you want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, come out. Almost all of them stood up and they came out. I was like, thank God, Pastor Isaac. He said, one of the fear of co-laborers in the field is, when I do this thing and it doesn't work, I hope I will not be ashamed. I've been ministering the Holy Ghost, come on, since I was a youth copper in 2014. But I've not done it to teenagers, preteens before. Do they even understand the things of God? But lo and behold, I obeyed. One of the ways I used to have the Holy Ghost baptizing men and women, because I will let you know that my laying of hands is not me imparting the Holy Ghost on you. So I even virtually use that method. The best method I use is, let's join our hands and pray. If you are among us, by the time 3 or 4 or 5 persons start praying in tongues, who you be? It will happen. It happened on the day of Pentecost. That was what they used. They were in one accord. They were praising God. They were praying and the Holy Ghost came upon them. So that's one of the methods to use to get people baptized in the Holy Ghost. Another method which I've done before and God has helped me is, while I was teaching like this, people started blasting in tongues on campus in University of Abuja. But the one I don't like using was the one God was telling me to use that particular time, to have hands laid on these children. And 27 people came out. 22 were baptized in the Holy Ghost. Children were speaking in tongues. Some were even at the level at which they could not stop them. And I could see something about the Alpha generation, that when you put them aright, as little as they can be, 7, 8, 9 years, 10 years, they will do exploit that will beat your expectation. Last week, we were looking for a remote in the house. And you know the way children, one, we hide this remote because he has played this cartoon. The other, you hide the remote from the other one. And we could not find it. And when it was time for us to watch family movie, where is the remote? All of that, they're saying, it's not me. Then my first child, she's 9 years. She said, but daddy, she, you say if you ask Holy Spirit, he will help us to find what we are looking for. I said, yes. He said, yeah, now ask Holy Spirit to help us. And I said, Holy Spirit, help us to find this remote. I said, we are eating now. Before we finish eating, don't worry, Holy Ghost will tell us where the remote is. I prayed that prayer. I was the one searching for that remote too. But immediately when she finished eating, she just went to one place. She said, Kai, my mind is telling me to check under this place. And they've checked that place. They could not see it. She now checked very well. She said, you know, sometimes with phone, they call me by my ally. She said, Captain, this is your Holy Spirit. They walk. And I said, yes, it always answers. So whenever you are in problem or you are in anything, just call on the Holy Spirit. He will help you. I was happy because I was not the one that found the remote. She founded the remote. But she made me to remember something, that as little as you can say, Holy Spirit will show you everything. And she remembered that daddy has said this. And she did. So the Alpha generation are coming. So Gen Z, be careful.
Because the same way you are oppressing the millennials, they will also oppress you. Amen. Now, the number three way. Okay, before I tell us about the number three, there is something I like about this church. And they've not eradicated, because when you go to most churches now, hymns are not sung again. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18 to 19. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 to 19. The Bible speaking there, it says, be not drunk with wine wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Verse 19. It says, speaking to yourself in what? In psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. You see, as old as this in might be, that is the way you sing it and you are connected. Miracle take place. You go into the presence of God. You won't even know where you are sobbing. You won't know when your groanings is terminated. The hymns. There was a time I was so overwhelmed. And I took up the hymn, in Christ alone, my hope is found. And there was this particular standard that gave me the turnaround. He said, no power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hands till he returns and calls me home. Here in the power of Christ. Kai, I just match it with what was written by Paul the Apostle to the church at Romans, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, say, what will separate me from the love of Christ? And I was revived and I started praying in tongues. Number three way in which we can go into the presence of God is by prayer. 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 We don't like praying again. Or we only pray when we have problems. We only pray when we have problems. Or when we raise prayer like every generational curse. There is a way I'm going to lead a prayer here now. Everybody will be praying. Even though you don't know how to pray, you pray. But when the prayer is aligning to what the word of God has said, your identity in Christ, you see the place cold. That's why you see churches that are praying and fighting battles every day. They are about to know they finish. You will fight it and fight it and fight it and fight it. Someone asked me one day, say, if every generation is praying about generational cause, so who go break them? I said, that is your mindset. As far as I'm concerned, I tell my siblings, every generation ends with me. When I even sense it, when I was about to write WAEC, when I sensed it, that was when I started fighting my own. I saw the spirit of delay in the family. A family of five, I'm the only boy. And I said, no, something must change. Something must change. Something must change. Something must change. Until this day of my life, I've not had any delay. And so how will I train my children to be praying generational causes? From which cause? Where they want to see I'm from? Apostle Joshua said, man, say every generational cause ends with him. Can his children have generational cause? Where did they want to inherit it from? Prayer is communication between humanity and divinity. When you see prayer as not a burden, see it as a family conversation. We are having a conversation with Jesus. Jesus is having the conversation with his Father. So it's a family conversation where we are praying, humanity and divinity. It's become more potent when we are baptized in the Holy Ghost. Very, very. In my final days in school, in as a final student, I went home 2012. And it was a festive period. Being the Holy Son, I just go home 2 days to Christmas. I'm hustling. And my dad will say, provided he doesn't ask me money, it's fine. But my sisters, you have to come home after every holiday. If the holiday starts today, you have to be at home. But for me, he said, you are a man now, go and source for your life. And I came home 2 days to Christmas. Of course, we already have the chicken the old man want to slaughter for Christmas. And suddenly, two of the chicken go missing. And my dad told me, he said, I'm suspecting this boy is the one that carried this chicken. And I said, if you're suspecting, confront him now. My dad was like, he called the boy. He was now using fatherly wisdom. I'm telling him that I'm looking for one chicken. Oh, this is it. So the boy got hungry and went to tell his mom. And in the area, they know the mom as, they say she be witch. I don't know. But they say she be witch. And she came to their house. Of course, we lost our mom in 1993. So we were raised by a single father. And she came. She started insulting my dad. Stood afar. And if they born you were... So I woke up from sleep. My sisters, that will tell you that they have anger issue, but their anger died down that period because they heard that the woman was a witch. Nobody could come out. And I woke up from sleep and I said, who is where they insult daddy? You see? That was what my sister was saying. Just keep quiet, just keep quiet. And I said, keep quiet for what? After all the teachings of Bishop David Oyedepo, after all the teachings of Smith Wigglesworth, after all the teachings of men and women that I've soaked myself with, I will not keep quiet. And I said, hey, woman, quiet. I was just 22. Quiet! If you see any word again, you will lie dead here. And the woman was freeze. She couldn't say anything. I couldn't say anything again. And I said, let it be the last day you come to this compound. She said, yes, sir. Then my dad looked at me. He said, there is something about this boy that I've changed. And I said, how can you allow a woman to be tormenting you? Because he that is in me is more greater than he that is in the world. So from that day on, the respect my dad gave me changed. And I was sometimes kind of say, I save you from that witch. I said, but daddy, you taught me these things theoretically. You are not practicalizing this thing. You know the theory, but we practicalize it. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. A man stopped rain in the land. A man called Elijah. He said there will not be rain for the space of 3.5 years. If Elijah were to be in our town now, we will command rain to come down. If after he prayed that rain should not come, Abby, some of us will stand and pray to that rain should come. That is the New Testament dispensation for you. That we all have access to the holies of the holies now. And that is why when somebody speaks anything against you, don't allow the person to speak last. I got a revelation from Apostle Johnson Suleiman when I was working in the bank. One customer spoke last to me. He said, I will show you pepper. I said, I will show you double pepper. Then he went to report me to my boss. And they said, oh no, customer service, customer first. I said, customer first so that I would die. I said, I don't allow the enemy to speak last. I will speak last. If you say your own, I say my own. And that's why it's difficult for me today, even if you are quarreling with me, if you say one, I will say two. Don't allow the enemy to what? To speak last. So if a man can lock the rain from heaven with prayer, and he still says, okay, it is time now. It is my time now. I want to bring down rain, and he did. How much more? In James chapter 5 and verse 15, the Bible says the effectual prayer of a righteous man make tremendous power to be available. Now let me tell you the importance about prayer. Prayer has been grossly neglected. And that was the secret of Jesus. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 1, the Bible says he was led by the Spirit to go into the wilderness. And there he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And in verse 14, something very, very critical happened. The Bible says he returned in the power. I say Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went his fame around the region. When you want to know if a man has dwelt in the secret place, you will know when he comes out. It was after then that they landed the book to him in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken heart, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty to them that are bruised. But it was ascertained after when he was led by the Spirit of God to go into the wilderness to pray. In Acts of Apostles chapter 13 and verse 2, the Bible says, as they ministered to the Lord in prayers, the Holy Ghost said, separate me Barnabas from Saul. If you want to enjoy the presence of God, you have to be a prayerful Christian. Prayer is an exercise. It's not a burden. It's a spiritual exercise. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 19, the Bible said the earnest expectation is not waiting for the explanation of the sons of God. No. is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's why the Gen Z will tell you that you go explain, you go explain, you go explain, tire, no evidence. Benefit of the presence of God. One of the benefits of the presence of God is miracle take place. In the atmosphere or the presence of God, miracle take place. Miracle take place. Miracle take place. Number two, the voice of God is heard. The voice of God. The voice of God. The voice of God is lacking in this generation now. The voice of God. I almost shared tears yesterday when I was on TikTok and I saw Apostle Johnson Suleiman was ministering to one woman by the word of knowledge. A chief nurse and a pastor is her husband. He said, what are you doing in UK? He said, can I speak to you? She said, yeah. He said, your coming to UK was a mistake. He said, back home, you're a nurse. She said, she was just not a nurse. She was a chief nurse. The husband have a ministry. He gave his ministry to somebody. Let me go and see for a greener pasture. I will return. And the person changed the name of the ministry and turned it to his own. Now they are in UK. They are only cleaners doing menial job for several number of years. He said, but God is telling me to for you to return back home. Does it mean going to the UK is wrong? No. I commented on one of the posts on TikTok and the post started going viral. You know, there are some philosophy that are criticizing Japa and some that are saying you should stay. And I said something. I said, if only we can learn to know the will of God for our life. God told Abraham, leave your country. Abi? God told Isaac, stay in this place. As simple as that. Two different generations, two different instructions. God might be telling Pastor Isaac, stay here. God is telling doctor, go. You cannot use the principle of Pastor Isaac on doctor now. Abi? That is why you need to seek the voice of God. Direction. Not just the generalization. Nigeria is tough. Nigeria is tough. Nigeria is tough. Some people are becoming billionaires in Nigeria. And some people become more billionaires or more multimillionaires when they leave. The truth is, do you know the will of God for your life? Do you know the will of God for your life? So in the presence of God, the voice of God is heard. I was ministering in 31st August in 2016, 2017. And after, it was a campus executive meeting and I was invited to have them do impartation service. So it was a midnight service and after the whole thing, there was one girl that was having the gift of prophecy and it dwelled on her. The Spirit of God just came upon her and she started prophesying. I know they pick up Bible and they were writing. And when I was done, I said, okay, I'm leaving. And he said, call me my servant. And when I came, I was instructed to pick up. It was on the gravel, and I picked up the gravel. He said, what is this? I said, these are stones. She said, no, these are not stones. The Spirit of God speaking to her, he said, these are not stones. These are broken pieces of rock. He said, I have made you a mountain that none of your enemy will be able to remove. And since that day, I have been careful to go into a fight with anybody. But because I have a covenant of no matter the principalities and powers or rulers of darkness of the world, you can't win. Yes. Some people have attempted it. And he said, I have entered into a covenant with you. There is nobody that can remove you. Even when they gang up against me when I was in the bank, the pressure was too much. I wanted to resign. God told me, nobody will displace you where I've placed you. The next day I went, the thing changed. The person that wanted to do against me was sanctioned. I am telling you this because the voice of God has given me. I used to remember it when challenges come. So you need to learn how to hear the voice of God. Visions are prophecies. Visions are prophecies. The presence of God is real. Last year I was praying. I just had the hurge to pray. I said, okay, let me have a 30-minute devotion. 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours in my room. That was the first day God revealed the future of my three girls to me. Their mother has been the one praying for them. You always said that their mom been praying that you will not miss it in marriage. They are age of 9, 5, 4. But she has been praying for their future. And for one day, I have not done that. But God revealed their future to be, their temperament, everything. Most is about their marital life. And after that vision, it was a trance. And I just picked up my phone. My eyes, my physical senses were suspended, but I was typing. I just on the voice note. I was saying it with my mouth. It was typing on my phone. And I sent it to my wife. And she said, she has similar thing that she has received. And I said, okay, maybe you print this thing and go and file it because it's a prophecy for the future. But all happened in the presence of God. Presence of God. Let me close by saying this. In the presence of God, that is divine direction. And that is where I want you to have, as a youth, please and please, before you take any step, ask. Ask God. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows the beginning from the end, but we just do guesswork. We do guesswork. Guesswork. Ask. It's not the one that you have determined the route to follow. You are not praying, no, no. When Reverend Talks was ministering here in October last year, I said, Lord, confirm through your servant what you have told me. I'm subjecting to a higher authority. Confirm to him what you have told me. And my eyes were glued to him. Of course, that was not the first time I was seeing him ministering. And as he was ministering here, everything God has told me, he was validating it. And that is where I know, before I take any steps, I ask. In James chapter 1 verse 5, it says, does any man lack wisdom? Let him ask of God that giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. Before you choose a life partner, ask. Ask. Before you take that job, ask. Before you leave the country, ask. Let God speak to you. Ask. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Ask. Ask. If there is anything you've learned today, just know that you should learn to ask. Ask. Let me share this testimony while we pray. I started working in the bank 2015. And I told God, I will not do 2 years on this job. I want to get married. And at 1 year, 6 months, I got married. I am in my honeymoon. I was transferred to Lafia. Like a gang up. You don't bend any rule through me in the bank. And I saw a transfer letter, Lafia. I got married April. By May, my wife took him. Morning sickness. Women will understand. And she started saying, we are trying to manage Kefi. They are taking you to Lafia. 2017. Mixed feelings. And I said, let me go and report the affairs. I will pray and ask God. If it is not, we will resign now. Not be waiting hard. She was crying, I was praying. And I was entering Lafia. Welcome to Lafia. I heard God spoke to me. A breeze just blew, one cold breeze. And I said, you are enjoying the milk and the honey in this land. And indeed, we have enjoyed the milk and the honey in the land. And it was time. God started telling me, you will soon be leaving. My wife was pushing me. I will ask. God will say, it's not yet time. I say, when it is time, I will know. And after the meeting of Reverend Talks here, I told her, I said, now I'll be the one to tell you it is time for me to go. And she said, no, I promise not to even talk about it again. I said, no, it is now time. See, when you hear God, when you are in the will of God, Christianity and the walk is sweet. You will live with zero pressure, sir. Zero pressure. You have two admissions. Your mind is choosing this, but God is saying, pray first. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Are you excited this afternoon? Come on, be on your feet. I want us to just pray. One prayer point. One prayer point.
Oh, be lifted above all other gods. We lay on ground and worship.
Just worship God in His truth and His spirit.
Before, but God spoke to me. There are people here, you have actually prayed for that thing. You want that thing. And God is not saying no. He's just telling you to wait. Just wait. He's not telling you no. He's just telling you wait. 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 And in your waiting, just give it. You don't need to pray it again. He has told you wait. Just keep thanking God. And you are just going to be asking, Lord, let me not miss the appointed time. Let me not miss what? The appointed time. And I pray that the Lord will give you sign in the name of Jesus. Come on, if you are the one I'm talking to, let that amen be louder.
Amen.
I say, if you are the one I'm talking to, let that amen be louder. Amen. Put your wonderful hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah.